Here's Jane and all of you at Hope. And may we just sense the presence of God. Let us stand to pray. Almighty Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. You are a great, great God. Thank you so much, dear God, for allowing us again this opportunity to have this meeting together. Thank you for those testimonies. Thank you for this song. Thank you, dear God, for your greatness, your vastness, your infinite wisdom. God, you are a mighty God. Just like it says in Psalm 8, verse 1, O God, our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. And later on it says, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels and crowned him with glory and honor. God, you are a great, great God, and I acknowledge you that way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Lord, I confess my own need before you this evening. Lord, I am unable to do anything that amounts to anything, because you say in your word that without you, Jesus, I can't do anything. And so, Lord, cleanse me. Cleanse me with your holy, holy blood, Lord. Make me whiter than snow. Father, I pray that you can receive all the glory and the honor. And so, Father, I pray, God, that you would be here in this auditorium, and that you would meet everybody's need, whatever it may be. God, you know where we're at. And I thank you, and I praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Gisteravond het ek rede van wat tot mynt en dei met jy hoort te ha. En ek geleidle was na so veel meie te zaaie van dat. Wat tot werkelijk mynt en dei met jy hoort te ha. Werkelijk. En hoogtiets würde man manchmal zaaie verschmettert zu sein. Ganz verschmattert zu sein. En hoort. Dat ek rein nusch wie myself denke do. En wanneer we werkelijk moeten door worden zijn en ons hoort, kans verschmatten te zijn, dan weet ik dat leven, er worden veel weinig problemen zijn in de kerk, in de familie, en we hebben weer toekomst als mensen. But it says, if my people that are called by my name, if they will humble themselves and pray, humble themselves and pray. Now the question is, do you think that a person can pray if he doesn't humble himself? And the answer is yes. In fact, the scriptures gives an example of a man who was proud as could be. I am so glad I am a Pharisee. I'm so glad I'm not like that other man over there. I do all this and all this. And then there was another man standing by the side there, over there. Has he met a genie in Zinda? The proud man went out worse than he came in. The publican went out blessed. So if you're proud, you can pray. Yes, you can. But you will not pray very much. Van du hoog in din hoort best. Du denkst veel van die zelst. Dann kost beter, jod du kost. Aber du wirst nicht viel beter. Besonders wirst du nicht viel in deine eine Stube beter, für du ganz allein bist, da wirst du nicht viel beter, ne. Du wirst in der Kirche vielleicht beter, jo. Für Menschen wirst du beter. Wenn man ganz allein in der Stube kennen, die kann hier, wirst du nicht leicht viel beter. So the question is, what does it mean to pray? One definition is this. Simple helplessness. Erkenne ich meine Wege. I don't know the way. Lord, what shall I do? I can't. Number of years ago, back in the early 90s, up in northern Siberia, in the Tamer Peninsula, lived a group of people that served their gods of the hunt and the gods of the ice and the gods of the cloud and gods of the sun. And they got very, very low. They didn't have enough food. People got sick. People were starving. And this one man, he was at, oh, I don't know what to do. And he cried up to the God of the hunter, and he cried up to the God of the snow, and he cried up to the God of the clouds, and he cried to the God of the sun, and there was no answer, there was no answer. He was all upset, what shall I do? And he finally went out of the village, and he went all by himself out there, and he was crying, oh, God, if there's a real God up there, not a God of that I've been calling, but if there's a real God up there, please, please, answer me. Right in front of him, fell down a little book out of the sky. He picked it up, and it was a New Testament together with the Psalms and Proverbs in his own language. He took it back. He read it. Wow. He read it. He got convicted of sin, and he realized this was exactly his answer. And he read it to his family members. He read it to others, and they started a church. How could such a thing be? You ask. Is that really happened? Yes, it did. How did it happen? Well, the Western people out in Canada and America and in Europe had heard that things were going better in Russia, and the fields was opening up. So they sent in supplies by airplane. And so they were flying in. This one plane was flying in with boxes and boxes of Bibles and New Testaments. And top of in this plane, towards the back, sat an old, crusty communist. And he started opening the box. What are those people I have up here anyways? And he started opening it up and he said, oh, they're Bibles. They're New Testaments. Ah, that's not good. So he opened the window up a little bit. It was a plane. You could open the window a little bit. He started throwing those things out. And sure enough, God directed one to come right in front of this man who cried out of it helplessness. God used a communist to spread the word of God. But God answers prayer. Prayer changes things. God answers prayer. God, they antwoordet. Let us never forget that. I have a dear friend. He lives in Germany. He is 82 or 83 years old. He was in our church just this last August. He is a man full of fire. Oh, when he speaks, his eyes just blaze, almost like he has white hair, totally white hair. His name is Ulf Oldenburg. As a young man, he went to university up in Denmark. That's where he's born. And he went to school. He went to university. He was taking microbiology. And he studied all these different forms. And he saw all these forms. He was looking under a microscope. And he was looking into his microscope. And he saw all these things that were made of the different things, like little bugs and little things. And he says, he wondered, now, where did all this come from? Of course, all the teachers, they told him, well, that evolved. You just gave it millions and millions and millions of years. It just came to be. And that didn't quite make sense. And he asked and he asked. Finally, one of them told him, well, you better go to a teacher of philosophy. He will tell you. I'm not sure if he did go, but finally one night he went out, he looked up at the skies, looked at the stars, and he said, God, if you are real, please, if you are truly a God to be known, if there's a real God up there, please reveal yourself to me. Wie es Herr, wenn du wirklich ein truer Gott bist, du bist der Wunsch auf dem Himmel, dann wie es mich. The next day, a dear preacher met him on the train and witnessed him, led him to Christ. And he became a mighty, mighty man. He has spoken to many, many people. He has blessed my heart and our family's heart and many, many other people. And it's very, very precious. And right now what he does, he's got a PhD in pre-Semitic languages. And he spends his time going out through northern Siberia and all of Eastern Europe and in Canada and America, visiting small churches and visiting the dear Christian believers and whatever he can do to encourage them. And then he also does this. He goes to the city of Irkutsk. Irkutsk is one of the bigger cities. It's the biggest city maybe on the shores or close to the shores of Lake Baikal. Do you know what Lake Baikal is? It's known to be the largest lake in the world as far as volume of water is concerned. It's more than a mile deep. And there on the city of Irkutsk, there are many, many homeless children. And what those parents do, they send their children out of the home. They can't take care of them. They don't have enough food. So they send them out in the streets. And those children, they, because it's so cold, they climb down into the sewer pipes, into the manholes, and they crawl down by the sewer lines and by the hot steam pipes, and they cluster on there, try to stay warm. And they are very poor, and they have very little to eat. And there this PhD man, together with a university professor from the University of Irkutsk, together, also a Christian man, they crawl down there, and they minister to those dear little children. There's dear little children, maybe 4 or 5 or 6 years old, and he ministers them, he brings them food, he brings them medicine, he brings them clothes, and those children are just overjoyed. And they just receive the gospel with all gladness. But children like that generally die by the age 14. They can't, because they can't stand it. But that's what he does. And that's because he cried to God. But that's, you know, that's prayer. That's the bait. One man's verkly von ganz von ingem hort, ganz von hort, you know, God schreed at her. Here's the egg. God delights to answer. Dot yet God wirklich vom Horte Gott. Dot hey am Jankat uns der gebetete Antwort, aber irmo do wir wirklich nicht beten. So the question is this. Does a man who does not believe in God, does he pray? Answer is no. Does a man who does not pray, does he believe in God? Does a man who does not, or a woman who does not pray, does he believe in God? And the answer is, no, he doesn't. Question is, do you pray? Des du bete? Or des du bloß für des Märrheter des in Hauptjenei und des du danke für Gott und dann des war er wieder? Es dort alles, was du betet ist? Oder des du wirklich from the ganze Hort des du nur Gott kommen? That is the question. What does it mean to pray? Pray means where I receive grace and strength to carry on, to go on with my responsibilities. Prayer reveals I lack what God has in great supply. Prayer is an expression of awe, reverence, worship. And so, let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrea capital 5. And let's start reading at verse 13. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly. And ein von der Hochdeutscher Eva Sartre gesagt hat, lasst uns mit Freudigkeit kommen. Let's, wer mit Freudigkeit nach Gott kommen. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I need grace. I need the mercy of God. If it was not for God, if it wasn't for his grace, I could not be here. Wenn es nicht für Gott sei, you know what, wir können nicht hier sein. If it was not for the grace of God, I would not be here. I fear to think where I would be were it not for the grace of God. Ich sie nicht hier, wenn ich ha mein Bastet geprüft. Das ist nicht so. I'm here because God saved me. I'm here because God is true to his word. Gott ist true zu sein Wort, was hei sei det. Und das so sei das. Wollen wir können bloß verstehen, was das meint, wirklich ein persönliches Verhältnis haben mit Gott und so mit Gott wohnen. Christ says, Jesus died auf der Erde. Und so ein Verhältnis haben mit Gott, so Christ says, Jesus hat. Und so sagt es, so Jesus sagt, eigentlich steht, Johannes Kapitel 4, Vers 30, sagt, Christ ist ich höre, so du ich rede. Er horchte, was Gott sein Vater am Seil tat, und dann redet er. Dann tat er Arbeit. That's why Jesus spent so much time in prayer. He went to listen to what God the Father told him. And he did things exactly as God showed him from one point to the next. And Cana, when there was no wine, the mother of Jesus came to Jesus and said, Master, they have no wine. He said, Woman, what is that to thee? My hour is not yet come. It was not the right time yet, because he did everything just as the Spirit of God led him from one thing to the next. Why? How could he do that? Because he had a listening ear to God, his Father. He listened. He cried to God. He listened. What did God the Father tell him? Prayer to Jesus was a two-way communication. And that's what it must be to us. Das, was wir machen. Gebet für uns mit sein. Wie wir nach Gott kommen. Und horchen. Was sagt Gott, mein Vater, zu mir? Was sagt zu mir? What is he speaking to my heart? Is he telling me something about me? Gott weiß gerade, wer ich sie. Das ist ihre Gistro. Gott knows exactly who I am. He knows exactly what my motives are. Ich weiß gerade, was meine Motive sind, was meine Gedanken sind. Gerade hing am Hort in der letzten Stove. Ich weiß gerade, wer ich sie. Ich kann nichts verstecken von ihm. I can put up a good front. But God checked all stairs. I will crack the exe. His thoughts, like I said yesterday, his thoughts towards me are more in number than the sand. And how many kernels of sand are there? Young man, can you tell me? How many kernels of sand are there?
Too many to count.
No, wrong. Anybody know how many grains of sand there are? Scientists have come up with a number. Anybody know? You know? No? 10 to the power of 26. That's a 1 with 26 zeros behind it. What number is that? That's 100 trillion grains of sand. If you don't want to believe it, that's fine. No problem. Because it says, his thoughts towards me are more in number than the sand. That's a lot of grains of sand. It's a lot. How much is a trillion? Well, Americans know, because there are trillions of dollars in debt. But beside the point, if you take a kernel of sand, let's say it's, I'm estimating now, 2/100ths of an inch in diameter. Take a real small. If you would take only one trillion grains of sand and pile them one on top of the other, it would reach from the earth to the moon. That'd be 1 trillion, only one. But then you have 100 trillion piles like that. So then I amend my math, and Wes will understand me. I take 100 trillion and find the square root of that. And so then I get 10 million. So then you have I would line up 10 million grains of sand like this, and 10 million line like that, and that would give about 2.5 miles this way and 2.5 miles that way, and fill all full of sand all the way to the moon. That's how much sand there is in the world. You see? But God's thoughts towards me are more than that. Oh, his wisdom is unsearchable. Incredible. God is so great. And so, wann ich wirklich in persönlich verhältnis habe mit Gott, dann konnte ich nach Gott kommen, hey, was mir krank sei, was mir krank fehlte. Und ich sagte, wenn er sagt zu mir, dort bei dir steht, wirst du ungeduldig. Dann redet er zu mir krank an. Und wenn ich dort nicht gleich, was er sagt, was tue ich dann? Dann mache ich mir in die Bibel tot und gehe von der Sache. Aber das ist traurig. Ich muss horchen, was Gott zu mir sagt. Und ich muss Gott dort lauter, dass ich doch kann, zu mir Wort reden. Und dort so tschässlich. Und so ein Verhältnis haben wir Gott, dort wir ganz dicht taub sind. That I'm very close to God and he's very close to me. So now my question, next statement is this. what is involved in prayer? First of all, I go like this. And you might have a different system. That's fine. But I use ACTS. Spells Acts. And the first A stands for adoration. You come to God in prayer and you adore him. You say, God, how great you are. You think you give expressions of the greatness of God. Du des Gott anbete für seine Macht und für seine stolze Kraft, die er hat. And du betest ihm an. And if you have a humble heart, you can do that. The next letter is C. That stands for confession. You come and you confess your sin. There is far more unrighteousness with us than we think. Somebody has said this. We must love God perfectly with all of our heart. To the degree that we do not love him with all of our heart, to that degree we are full of sin. So, Gott verlangt von uns, dass wir sollen Gott sein mit meinem ganzen Wort. Und so, ich konnte sagen, oh, ich habe gefehlt. Dann mache ich Buße da. Und ich sage, Herr, vergib mir doch. Ich habe dort bloß diese Sünde und dann Krupe, dass ich fehle, I feel very selfish. Or hier in der Schrift in der Sinne, und die Wort, leicht, I'm very irritable. Ich sage, empfindlich. Und wenn einer mich anstarrt, dann schrie ich. Ich sehe sehr empfindlich. Und das sind. Das nicht reicht. Und dann mache ich doch bezahnen an Gott. Und dann danke ich ihm. T stands for Thanksgiving. Then I thank him for all that he does. That he forgives my sin. I thank him for the Spirit of God. I thank him for my hope in heaven. I thank him for all the marvelous things he's done for me yesterday. And already today, the things that he's given me. He's given me 5 fingers on a hand. 5 fingers this hand. I am so thankful that I still can use my hands. I am so thankful that I still have eyes that can see. I have eye problems. I have glaucoma. And so I have to put eye drops in my eyes all the time. But I'm so thankful I can see. Das Gott sei Dank. You know that I can sein. And there's so much more I can thank God for. And for my family, for my dear children, for my dear wife. And so many, many, many things to thank God for. And then comes S. And that's a huge field of prayer. That's supplication and intercessions. Supplication, when you spread your knees up before God, just like Hezekiah, when he got the letter from Sennacherib that he was coming with a huge army, and he sent Rabshakeh, the man who was going to fight him with psychological warfare, and he took that letter, he brought it into the temple. He got on his knees, he spread the letter before the Lord, and said, Lord, this is what he says, this is what it says, this is what it says. God, you are a mighty God. God, you know how to answer this. God, I am helpless, I can't, but God, this is what he says. God, I pray that you will honor your name. And he did. And he did. That's supplication, where you spread the need out before God, and he answers. And then intercessions is where you take people and you pray for all the members of your family, where you pray for all the members of your church, where you pray for missionaries, you pray for government people, and so on. And the list goes on, on, and on. That's prayer. Now, what would an Anstichstone, dort wie nicht beten würde, what would stand in my way so that I would not pray? What would an Stichstone? Würde man nicht beten würde. Ein Ding ist dit. Some Menschen sagen mir dit. Ich sehe dort nicht gewarnt. Ich sehe dort nicht gewarnt. Mein Papa hat mich niemals dort gelehrt. So habe ich dort niemals die Donner an der Familie, weil ich abwasset hätte. Ich sehe dort nicht gewarnt. Ich habe viele andere Dinge, habe ich nicht gewarnt. Computer Games spielen, habe ich nicht gewarnt. Da kann ich sehr gut lehren, nicht? Gebete, bete wirklich, wenn ich wirklich ein persönliches Verhältnis habe mit Gott. To pray is something I can learn. The disciples came to Jesus, teach, Lord, teach us to pray. To have a cry, Lord, teach me to pray. And that's constantly remains a cry in my heart. When I come to God in prayer, Lord, teach me to pray. Herr, lehre mich zu beten. Ich komme als ein junger Student nach Gott und sage, Herr, Mij fehlt dit. Ik moet het veel beter nog leren wat het meint werkelijk verdienen te komen. Leer mij dat toch wat het meint te beten. If we do not pray, brothers and sisters, if we do not pray, our churches are going to go down. We as brothers and sisters need to pray. We need to know what it means to pray. Und die Chorke wurde ganz raufgegangen, wenn wir nicht wirklich wurde beten. Noch another thing that stands in the way is simply this. It's sin. Sin. If a man lives in sin, he has a very hard time to pray. Proverbs 28:13. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but he that confesses and forsaketh them shall have mercy. I am told that many, many men are bound to wicked secret sins. And it hurts me. Just recently, some of my daughters, two of our daughters, came back from Bible school from New York, and they gave me the figures, what those teachers had told them. 60-80% of young men and preachers are bound to the sin of pornography. And now with the use of cell phones and smartphones and iPhones, it's exceedingly much more available than ever before. And it's a horrible, horrible sin. I once talked to a group of grade 10 boys. I said to them something about this. I said, boys, how are you doing on your heart? These were all boys that supposedly came from Christian families. And I said, boys, how are you doing on your heart? And I forget exactly what question I asked them. I asked them this question. Are you truly innocent in your heart? And every single one of them dropped their heads and looked down. They could not look me in the face. They're not innocent. I don't know where things are. I just know there are many men, preachers, deacons that are bound to this horrible sin. Girls, sisters, women, they have other problems. They say pornography also hits them too. If we cannot keep ourselves pure, we will not pray. Our prayers won't amount to much. And people will say that live in sin, they will say all kinds of things. God gives me grace for this. God gives me grace for this. Those are lies. If I don't live in holiness and purity, wenn ich nicht ein reines Leben habe, dann kriege ich nicht, wenn ich ein gerechtes Leben führe, kriege ich nicht Gnade. And people will say that. And people will say that. People have told me themselves. A preacher told it to me. It's a lie. A lie. Where does the lie come from? From the pit of hell. And that's where it's going. We cannot, brothers and sisters, I beg of you, leave your sins. Leave your sins, because your sins will drag you down. They will rob you of your Christian life. They will rob you of peace and joy. Wenn ihr in Sünde lebt, dann zeige ich lebe, dass Gott wird ihr in Gnade geben. Von Sünde macht man es bezahlen, wie man das Sünde loslässt, wie zeige ich nicht in der Bande lebe. Confess your sin. Keep short accounts. You sense that there's a sin in your life, get it done right away. Get rid of it. Repent of it. Leave nothing between. Another thing that stands in the way of praying is we have it so very good. Wir haben das alles so gut. Warum soll ich nicht beten? Ich habe es so gut. Ich habe nur zum Eten. Haben feinet Heimweg, wo ich bin, wohnen da. Menschen sind alle fein zu mir. Sind alle gescheit. Mir geht das alles so schön. Warum soll ich nicht beten? That's a big, big problem. If persecution should come upon our land in Canada or America, then we would learn to pray. Too bad if it takes that to make us pray. For chosen of anavit, but for zukon broke, tamans lira, davizola, murat ye bait slave irns name. We should take it serious now. Realize, yes, I have it very good. Why do you have it good? God has been very good to me. In the Old Testament, he says, when all these things take place, you have all these things happen to you, all these good things, then beware, 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 lest you let your faith slip. Hindrances to prayer. And another one is this. How I use my time. These and all Isaiah's drak. These and fail drak a new is dark your trig vira. Or a 50 your trig. Fail drak. We have so many conveniences that save us a lot of time, but we have no time to pray. And that is sad. That is sad. How do I use my time? George Mueller said this, if you're a man, and if you're 16 years old, you're not a man. If you're 18 years old, maybe not yet. Maybe you become a man once you're 25 or so. He said a man needs 6 hours of sleep, maybe 1 hour more. And a woman, an hour more than the man, maybe 8 hours. But prayer is pointed basically at men. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. How do we use our time? I was a man when I was young that loved to sleep. That wasn't good. No, that had to change. I taught myself to get up early to pray. And I still need so much more time. And I can never, ever come to the place, now I prayed enough. Never. Again and again, God speaks to me and says, John, go and pray. Go into that room and shut that door and pray. And oh, I need to continue. Lord, teach me what it means to really pray. How do you use your time? Vodover on the teeth broker. We are all a fear and 20 stund. Vodover broke with the fear and 20 stund. Vodover teeth doik for Basler. And we don't use a time to pray. God has given us much in God's word. Jesus is our example. We're given commands how to pray. And there's a tremendous need to pray. And I could take time to look at some of these commands. Turn to Luke 18, verse 1. Lukas, Kapitel 18, verse 1. I've quoted this verse already before. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. What does it mean to faint? To faint means to grow weary and weak. Might te worden, schwach te worden. We live in days where men and women are getting weak. Yes, sie sind wie schwach. Wir sind schwach. Vuram zent vishvak. Because we allow all the pressures of the world around us to press in us and affect us in a wrong way. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 says, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Perilous means days in which your strength is weakened. Which your strength is taken away. That's what the last days will do for Christians that don't stand, for Christians that don't mean business. We will get weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker. We will have schwacker and schwacker and schwacker. We will have all the technology we want. We have all the money that we want. But spiritually, we will get weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker. We will not be able to stand against temptation. We will not be able to stand against sin. And that's why all this evil is flooding over the world, because we as Christians don't mean business with God. We don't take time to pray. It's not serious. It's not serious. Men, to pray and not to give up. Not give up. Luke 22:46. Lukas 22:40. Jesus said to them, "Why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation." Temptation. I am convinced the more time I spend in prayer, the less power temptations have in my life. Do you struggle with bad thoughts? Do you struggle with plaguing thoughts where you're no good, self-pity, whatever it is? The more time I spend in prayer, the less power those temptations have. Temptations have incredible power over my life because I'm weak. But if I pray, I receive strength. God pours His love and His grace. Wow, just think of what it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. God is able to make all grace abound toward us, that we, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. God is able, but I must make myself available so God can do that. And so, Vavetruzana, Vavetit nemen gebed, dort wie nicht in Versuchung kuma. We have temptations. We have trials. And we have so many things that plague us as Christians. If we would spend more time in prayer, we would know how to resist temptation. How to have our thoughts ordered Godward. When it says pray without ceasing, you know what that means? That means to have my thoughts Godward. When you're working on the farm and you're figuring out what kind of fertilizer you've got to use, well, of course, then you have to have your mind on the fertilizer or the chemicals, whatever it is. Then you have to do your thoughts right there. But whenever there is a spare moment, whenever you have spare and free moments, where do my thoughts go? Where do my thoughts go? Somebody has said, whenever I have free moments or spare moments, where do my thoughts go? Reveals what kind of idol I have. If my thoughts go to much money I'm making, if my thoughts go to my cell phone, or my thoughts go to my four-wheeler, whatever it is, in my spare time, that's gets and deeds. That's idolatry. You don't have to believe me, but I believe it is. Do I truly pray without ceasing? Do I truly have my thoughts Godward, upward, where God is? That's a high, high calling. Luke 21:36. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. There was a man by the name of Ivan. Ivan was a Russian Christian. He had a very close walk with God. God told him everything that happened in his life. Ivan was a very good farmer. He had the best horses in the village. He had the best cows. He was a very successful farmer. He had a very nice house, a very nice barn, his fields, everything was neat and immaculate. Then he heard, the Bolsheviks are coming. All these rebels are overrunning all the villages, and they're burning everything they find, and every landowner shot without even asking questions. Bang, 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 they shoot people. And he asked God, and he said, "What do you want me to do?" God said to him, "You listen to me. Do exactly as I tell you." He said, "Go to the barn," and God told him exactly which cow to pick. "Take that cow, hitch in front of your worst looking wagon, hitch it to that. Load on it millet and grain, things like that. Put feed in front of all your horses' mangers and all the cows that you've left. Make sure that in your house the fire is burning and all the lights are on. Then leave right now when I tell you to leave." And he did. He, with his family, they made sure all the lights were on in the house. There were lights all in the barn. Horses were standing in their stalls, had feed to eat, and the cows, everything was just there. In the house, everything was just, the table was set, everything was just like they were right there. So he told them, God told them, "Okay, and now you leave." He went through town with his cow leading this wagon. He went to town, and he said, as soon as he got out of the village, he said, "I'll take the side road." Took the side road. And then he took another road that went parallel to the main road. And on they went, and they went, and they went, and they went. And that cow gave milk and kept giving milk with the worst kind of food that it had along the way, the grass that it got. It kept giving milk faithfully day after day after day for the family. And the grain was enough what kept them alive. And they kept on going until they met other Christians who were fleeing. And they made their way eastward towards to the border with China. Then they made their way through China. Then they found shipping and they made their way to America. And they settled down in America somewhere in the 1920s. Years later, many years later, a servant from that same village made his way to America, and he told Ivan what had happened. When those communists, when those rebels came to the village, they found the barn, all the horses ready to go, all the cows in the manger except one, and that didn't make sense. But they looked in the house. Everything was there. The lights and everything. They think, Ivan and his family must be somewhere. They must be in the fields waiting. They must be waiting in the, and they must be hiding in the bush. We'll wait, and we'll wait till they come back. And they waited, and they waited, and they waited. Nobody showed up. So they went to the village and said, "Where's Ivan?" "Oh, I don't know. He's got all these horses." "Yeah, if he would have gone somewhere, he would have taken his best horses, sure." "No, but he doesn't." "Did anybody go through town?" "No, nobody did." "Nobody? Well, somebody. There were some gypsies going to town. Only gypsies would have a cow in front of a wagon." And so, no. So they raced down the main road to find these gypsies. They never found them because they were on another road. God kept Ivan because he had a close touch with God. Just a very prime example. And yet God so desires that he would reveal things to us by his Spirit as we spend time in closeness with God. And so there's a need to pray. There's so much to pray for. You ever feel there's a cloud over you? There's a spiritual battle in the air. There's demons in the air, and they're trying to destroy us. They're trying to kill us. They're trying to defeat us, to discourage us, to depress us, whatever way they can. We must pray. We must pray. I must pray for my neighbor who is going a hard time. I must pray for each other. That's so important. Or you ever sense a wave of discouragement coming over you? Or you ever feel that you're hurt in some way because somebody spoke evil against you? The devil tries whatever way he can to get you. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness high places. Then verse 18 of Ephesians 6 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Especially do we need to pray for each other as Christians. Besonders ist es wichtig, dass wir als Christen für einander und für andere Christen beten. Dort ist besonders wichtig. We as Christians get attacked day and night. We get attacked. We don't maybe sense it. Maybe we just sense my thoughts are going away somewhere. I have a hard time concentrating in the Bible. I'm going to read my Bible early in the morning and have a hard time. Cry out to the Lord Jesus to cover you with his precious blood and pray against, resist the enemy, resist him with the power of God that he gives you. Because the devil doesn't like it if you are going to spend time in prayer. He doesn't like it if you're going to spend time in the Word of God. He doesn't like that. You are opposing his kingdom. Take it serious. Pray for each other. Pray for each other. And so there's so many more verses I could choose. But then again, another thing to take is to realize Jesus is my example. And this is especially portion of the scripture that I read here hurts me very much. Because I see Jesus, the perfect, sinless Son of God. Jesus hat nicht alles getan. Habe ich ganz, ganz frei von der Sünde. Aber ich nehme so viel Zeit im Gebet. So viel Zeit. Na, wer sie auch, dort auch wird mir der Utreit fing und sei auch brücke nicht so viel Zeit spende. 5 Minuten ist gut genug für mich. Why would I say that? Luke 5, verse 16. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. Luke 6, verse 12, and it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray, continued all night in prayer to God. Mark 1, 35, and the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out, departed to a solitary place, a lonely place, and there he prayed. Why will we not pray? Christian brothers and sisters, I challenge us to pray. I challenge us to find time to pray. If you mean business, you will find time to pray. We have a lot of things that take our time. Our work, the food, preparation of food, and I know sisters are very busy with that. But men, I think the greater responsibility is on us to pray. We cannot look to the sisters and say, they have to pray. They will pray, especially if we men take it serious. We as men need to pray. So, may God do that in our hearts. I've spoken to some of you personally already, and I'd say it again. Fathers, now I'm speaking to fathers, and mothers will only and should only follow in the steps of the fathers, because upon the father falls the main responsibility. Fathers, we must pray with our families. Fodash, vi mat tit nema met an the familias top to beda. Ramandesh, in the vonstov, in the living room, vi mat tit nema. Du was sagst, sie nicht gewandt. It's all right. Doch. Cry out of the helplessness of your heart. I count any God, sie nicht gewandt. Hey, what did you hear? When the ears best, hey, what did you hear? God is true. God is in machia God. Fathers, I challenge you to take the responsibility. Seriously, that you will lead your family in prayer around the table. Pray aloud. Again, I know some of you will say, I'm not used to that. I'm not used to praying aloud. Again, if you have a personal relationship with God, you will pray. When you present your family to God, God, that was du valabeda. Da wort dat zo'n grote jank en die zand die was zei, ik wel, ik wou, ik moet bidden. You will want to lead your children in prayer. I challenge you to do that. I challenge you to do that. And mothers, you will follow in the steps of your husbands. Wives, you will follow in the steps of your husband. If your husband is gone, the wife takes the responsibility. Again, you say we're not used to it. Or again, we don't do that in our house. Don't argue with me. Go to the Bible. Argue with the Bible. Argue with Jesus. How he prayed. Read John chapter 5 verse 30. Argue with that. You will stand before God. I will stand before God. I will answer for what I have done with my family. The last verse in the Old Testament says this. In the last days, God is going to turn the hearts of the children to the fathers and the fathers to the children. Fathers, the responsibility is on us that we have our children's hearts, and that's why we need to pray. Bev upstone Tim Gebeta.